Are you at peace? Everything is cool and nothing bothering you. You're comfortable. You don't have anything troubling you. Not even spiritually, because I just talked to God. Not even mentally, because my mind is renewed with the Word. Not even physically, because I'm healthy and whole. All my needs are met. I'm not even struggling with it. I'm not concerned about any bills or anything like that. Because all my needs are met. They are supplied. Everything. I'm at peace. Because whenever I need some more, He supplies them. Let me tell you what somebody said. I got to search it out. Sound is really, really good. But my God shall supply all of your need. They said this is what the Greek says. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's what the King James said. But this is what they said the Greek said. But my God shall supply all of your declaration according to His riches and glory by the anointing and the anointed one. So what are you decorating? What's your declaration? What's your declaration? What's your declaration? Are you what you're decorating? I'm broke. I can barely hang on. What are your declarations? But my God shall supply, not some, all what you decorate, what you declare, what you say. Knowing that you are the righteousness of God. Knowing that you are in the kingdom of God. Knowing that you're an heir to the kingdom and a joint heir with Christ. Knowing in your heart that what God has been granted you. And your faith can reach into that realm and take it. Not just every once in a while, but give us this day our daily bread. Every day I live, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day I succeed. Righteousness, the work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness is assurance forever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you may be sticking up here, Bill, telling me this, but I got the assurance. You pay. I call you what you are. I call you what you are paid in full. Oh, yeah. Why? Because I have been made the righteousness of God, and I got a revelation of it that I am that. Hallelujah. That's who I am. That's what I've been made. And God does not give out false claim or false promises. So I try to make good on a false claim. Huh? No, no, no. Hallelujah. Listen to what Isaiah 54:17 says. 14 down through 17. I like this. Isaiah 54:14. I don't have it, so I'm going to turn here. Just back up one verse, Isaiah 54:13. I want to read that too. I didn't put it in my notes. What did I say, Isaiah 54? When you get there, say amen. Well then, wait on me, I'm coming. Praise God, hallelujah. 54, do you have it? Are you looking at it? Look what God says. All, you see verse 13? And all my children shall be what? Taught by who? You know why? If all of His children, that's the way we should be taught because God said so. All of my children shall be taught of the Lord. Why? All right? Shall be taught of the Lord. And once the Lord teach you, look what He said. And great. And great. And what? And great shall be what? Why? Because you know that you don't have a care. Look what he said in verse 14. Go ahead and put it up there. And in righteousness shall you, us, thou shall be established. Thou shall be far from oppression. Wonder why? Because you've been taught by God. You've been taught the truth. Oppression does not belong to you. Oppression can't come in your life and take you over. Because you've been taught by the Lord. You know the truth. Because great shall be the peace of my children. Whoo, Jesus. Great shall be the peace of my children. Oh, they're talking about what's going on. You know, there's stuff going on now in North Korea. There's stuff going on in all the world. You know, ISIS has been popping in the news. You got this going on. Now the latest, you know, what North Korea did. You think I'm troubled about it? Are you troubled about it? But I do pray that God give wisdom to our leaders. They make the right decision. That they will do what's right. That the enemy will not take advantage of us. Because I will not give up my peace. Huh? In righteousness shall thou be established. When you establish something, what you're doing? Well, we're in this building. Why do y'all come here every Sunday? Why do you come? If it wasn't established and it was moved over somewhere else, you say, when are they going to settle down and decide where they're going to be? No, you come here because it's established. This is the point we come and meet. You have been established by God that you are righteous and nothing can move you from your established position. Hallelujah. Trouble has showed up in your life, haven't it? I said, trouble has showed up at your door. Trouble has talked to you. Trouble has tried to move in on you. But you need to let trouble know you're too late. Yeah. I've been established in righteousness. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Oppression, you're too late. Yeah. I've been established in righteousness. Yeah. And the rest of your stuff, thou shall, what? For thou, come on, shall not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Woo. So don't be talking about terror coming. Your house is tell terror. You're not coming. I didn't send for you, and you're not coming. I didn't send for you. And you're not coming. Why you say it? God said it. Do we believe God? A righteous person takes their place, takes their position. They take hold to it and they don't let go of it. Tara, you're not coming here. I didn't send for you. Hallelujah. Move on. Behold, look what God said. He letting you know. He letting you know what's going on. He said, look. They shall surely gather together. They'll come together, but not by me. So when they show up, you know God didn't send it. So as it shows up, send it down the road like it showed up. So I didn't send for you, now get to hopping. Get to hopping. I didn't send for you. I'm not going to invite you in. I'm not even going to conversate with you. I'm going to command you. Get. In the name of Jesus, go. 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 But if you're not taught by the Lord, if you don't know, you think you're supposed to receive the trouble. You think you're supposed to bring it in fellowship with it. You think you're supposed to bring it in, sit down to the table, and let it feed you. But no, I've been established in righteousness. And I know who's my shepherd. I know who my shepherd is. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need you. I don't want for nothing because I got everything I need. So if I'm full to the full, overflowing, I don't have no room for you anyway.